visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 in Manassas with the earlier morning crash eastbound at Business 234. That's been on the shoulder for some time. Heavy through that area. Now continuing into Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. Then beyond up, merge to the Beltway and through Falls Church. It's nice and quiet. Now, on 395, Edsel Road to Landmark slow. Again, Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. We're backing up to the Wilson Bridge. It's going to be before St. Barnabas Road now. Keeps you below speed, almost back near Route 5. Speaking of Route 5, heading out of Clinton and into Brandywine. Yes, the opposite flow of the commute. I've been tracking these delays. We do have a work zone set up. Southbound on 5 between Moores Road and Brandywine Road, and they are blocking the left lanes, the southbound 5, with delays. Northbound, a little bit of volume to get you past Brandywine Road, checking it all out. And the top side of the Beltway through College Park, Silver Spring, slow. And again, old Georgetown Road toward River Road had the crash on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a few clouds around today. Some limited sunshine mainly in the afternoon. 61. Tonight, 48. Slight chance of showers. Tomorrow, first day of March, meteorological spring. Light rain in the morning. Showers in the afternoon. 53. Evening rain tomorrow night. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Burke, 37 in Frederick, 44 degrees in Washington. The Reverend Billy Graham is afforded a very rare honor today at the U.S. Capitol. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Well, good morning. Vince Collin is here alongside Sarah Westwood and for the vacationing Mary Walter. Joining us in a little bit, we'll have Tucker Carlson on at 8:05. And then at 8:35, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers will be here. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk to Mark Kerkorian now, head of the Center for Immigration Studies. Hello, sir. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you. There's a lot going on immigration, including Monday is supposed to be this nominal deadline for a resolution on DACA. But apparently, the points don't matter. It does not matter anymore what the deadline is because the courts have ruled, nope, the Trump administration has to keep on renewing those DACA applications.
Right, exactly. I mean, it was supposed to be the deadline when 6 months ago in September when the president canceled the unlawful program that Obama had created basically just through a memo. It wasn't even an executive order, let alone legislation, just a memo from Homeland Security. And what a judge in San Francisco and now another one in New York said is that Trump can't cancel a memo by Obama without having to go through a whole long, expensive litigation when it's obvious to everybody, even those judges, that obviously the executive has the authority.
Well, if it's so obvious, though, why did the Supreme Court kick it back down to the appeals court process?
Well, what happened was the administration asked for a direct appeal to the Supreme Court because there's three layers of federal court. You got district court, then the circuit court where the decisions are appealed to, and then the Supreme Court. What the administration said is, this is really important. Let's just cut out the middleman and go straight to the Supreme Court. That very seldom happens. It has occasionally, but very seldom. So it wasn't surprising. The Supreme Court basically, it was just two lines, but I mean, basically, I think their thinking was, look, this isn't an emergency. And so let's just let the normal litigation process run its course, and then it'll come to us maybe in a few months.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it does seem like on its face ridiculous that President Obama could create it out of whole cloth, yet President Trump can't remove it. That's just the government at its worst. I also want to ask you sort of about what's the current state of play on these immigration conversations. We keep hearing about this Bob Goodlatte bill, which is the strongest, the toughest, most hawkish immigration bill in the House, and whether or not Paul Ryan's actually going to give it a vote. Look into your crystal ball. What do you expect here?
Well, they're not going to give it a vote unless they know they have the votes. Obviously, you know, you wouldn't bring something like this up for a vote if you thought it might lose. So, that's the question, is whether the leadership, Speaker Ryan and others in the House, will be working their own members basically lobbying internally their own members to get them to support the bill. It looks like they're doing this. Steve Scalise, who's in leadership, is one of the co-sponsors of this bill. So even though a lot of people are suspicious about Speaker Ryan, and really Speaker Ryan's heart is with open borders libertarians. I mean, he doesn't vote that way all the time, but that's where his sentiments are. So he's not inclined to make a big push for this bill, but it looks like they are. There's a lot of leadership people are on this bill. So the question will be not whether Speaker Ryan brings it up for a vote, but whether they can whip their own members to make sure that they have enough votes. If they do, then I think he'll definitely bring it up.
Hi, Mark. This is Sarah. So I guess I'm just curious, is there any kind of immigration policy that could find enough votes in the House, given that it would probably be a party line vote, Republicans passing it, but could also hit that 60-vote threshold in the Senate, where even the pretty moderate plan President Trump put out is a non-starter with most of the Democrats they'd need to cross the aisle?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I just don't think there is anything that the president and the Republicans could accept that the Democrats at this point would go for. So I wouldn't bet my house on this, but I'll bet a cup of coffee to anybody that there isn't going to be any legislation, at least this year. What could happen, and this is obviously a big if, it depends on the election, if the Republicans keep the House, they'll probably lose some seats. They could lose the House, that's likely. But if they keep it, and if they pick up a couple of seats in the Senate, which is possible, then maybe the Democrats will figure, okay, you know, we can't hold out to the next election. Maybe we'll try to cut some kind of deal. Before then, I just don't see it happening.
Another development this week is that the president got some support from a guy that he was once fighting with in public, Judge Curiel, Judge Gonzalo Curiel, saying, you know, it's totally within the administration's right to waive environmental rules in building portions of the wall. Will this help clear the way for the Trump administration once they actually get authorization from Congress to get this wall assembled?
Yeah, I think so. Just to be clear, they have authorization. They've had it forever. They need the money for it. That's what they need to do the wall. And Judge Curiel, I mean, look, to his credit, he acted like a judge, unlike some of these other judges you saw in San Francisco and elsewhere in these DACA cases or in the travel ban cases. Those judges, you know, they kind of implicitly admitted that this was all legal. It's just that because it was Trump, they were just not going to do it. They were resistance judges. I mean, literally, these are renegade judges acting unlawfully. Whereas Curiel, to his credit, insulted by the president shamefully, quite frankly. I mean, the president had no business saying that kind of stuff. But Curiel was professional enough to side with the law. He didn't side with the president. He sided with the law, and more power to him.
And he went out of his way, in fact, to declare that politics is not supposed to play a role in his decision-making process.
Exactly. Would that we had more judges like that, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's weird that he would have to say that, though. You mentioned libertarians here. The Koch brothers are out with a new advertisement through what they call their Libre initiative, where they communicate with Hispanics in the United States. The Kochs are libertarians. Here is their new ad, and also explain what they're saying in public about the president's immigration proposal.
We love our country, then fight to defend it. We work hard, care for our families, and pledge allegiance to this flag. We are dreamers. America's best days are ahead, and we want to be a part of it.
So in case you're a liberal who didn't know what the Koch brothers are into, that's one of the things. But they're basically saying, look, we want protections for the dreamers, the so-called dreamers in the United States, but we're not in any way for a reduction to legal immigration. What do you make of this?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you would expect from, people with their point of view. The left hates the Koch brothers as though they're some kind of, you know, demons on the right. And yet, you know, the Koch brothers are for open borders and abortion and drug legalization. And I'm not really sure what the Democrats don't like about them other than the fact they want low taxes. But that ad really does point to something where, you know, they're saying, well, you know, we love America, et cetera. Well, the point about this debate about DACA and the Dreamers is not whether they're good or bad people. Some are good, some are bad, just like anybody else. The question is this good or bad policy? And that's an entirely different question. And quite frankly, if people, whether the Democrats or the Libertarians, really were concerned about this unique little sliver of the illegal population, these DACA dreamers, then they would be open to making a deal, to say getting rid of the ludicrous visa lottery where we give 50,000 green cards out to random people around the world, getting rid of that in exchange for an amnesty, for instance. That kind of deal making, we have just not seen any willingness on the part of the Democrats or on the part of the libertarians like Jeff Flake and the Republican Party.
There you go. Yet, meanwhile, the president gets to stick out the territory that he's the one who's defending the dreamers. Thank you, Mark Krikorian. Really appreciate your insight, as always, sir.
Thank you.
7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on those fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpiglini Traffic Center.
All right, and good morning. We're trying to get you to work. Our commuter's heading through D.C. However, 295 really slowing us this morning to get past East Capitol Street towards Pennsylvania Avenue, where we have the crash. So out of Riverdale, slow. Out of Chevrolet, 50 backs up almost to Port 410. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, once you get there, it's just the volume delays in each direction. Let's get you around the Beltway. Virginia, with ease. Maryland, the Wilson Bridge, back up the volume near Route 5. And then on the top side, College Park to Silver Spring, get a little bit of a break, and then before Old Georgetown Road toward River Road, we had that long-standing crash on the shoulder. And for 270, out of Germantown into Rockville, down to the Beltway. So seeing that stop and go as well. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right. Today, considerable cloudiness this morning, and then some decrease in that cloud cover later in the day with a high of 61 degrees. Tonight, it'll be overcast with a slight chance of a rain shower. Low of 48 degrees. Tomorrow, steady light rain in the afternoon. Showers continuing in the afternoon. Steady light rain in the morning with showers continuing in the afternoon and a high of 53 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 45, 717 on WML.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
All right. So let's talk about CNN for a moment. You remember it was yesterday we told you about CNN military analyst Mark Hertling, who's a retired lieutenant general. And he referred to AR-15s in the following way. Listen to this.
Now, those are single shots. If I wanted to fire this on full semi-automatic, all I do is keep firing. Now, I won't probably hit the target. When I do this, when we look at the target later on, but I'm going to fire about five shots.
Okay.
Full semi-automatic. Wow. I'm going to put this in full semi-automatic, he says. So he got a lot of flack for that because that doesn't make any sense. There's fully automatic and then there's semi-automatic. You don't put it in full semi-automatic. But anyway, that's what he said, the lieutenant general. So he got all sorts of flack about this yesterday. So this is how he responded. He said the clip about AR-15s was shown on Anderson Cooper's show was a 90-minute discussion and firing put into a succinct 3-minute story by the pros at CNN. For all those critiquing my phrase, full semi-automatic, you are correct. I was attempting to inform the crew that I was going from single shot to continuous trigger and rapid trigger pull using the semi-automatic capability. My apologies, but perhaps you're missing the point. Which, by the way, is kind of the chief contention here for gun control advocates, which are, this is just semantics. Who cares about the distinctions?
Right. And the media is particularly guilty of sort of being activists on this issue. There's just almost a willing ignorance when you're talking about guns from the perspective of the left. There's no attempt to educate themselves on different types of guns. They're sort of blurring the lines between machine guns and military grade weapons and the kinds of everyday rifles that people have in their homes. And sometimes that seems intentional.
Yeah. So, I saw so many responses yesterday that from the left that basically were, this is a way for pro-gun Americans mm-hmm. who, want to own weapons or who stand up for gun ownership on that side of the debate to get away on a technicality. Be like, well, just by using those terms, they try and muddy the debate. Well, no. I mean, if you're going to make public policy, And you're actually going to regulate these devices, these attachments, these particular weapons, this particular ammunition, the particular size of a magazine. If you're going to do all those things, wouldn't the starting point be that you actually know what they are? Wouldn't that be a great place to start, and then we can have a conversation about how you regulate them? Full semi-automatic? You're not convincing me that you deserve a seat at the table to have that particular conversation. Just, like, spend a minute Googling. He's a lieutenant general. He's a former lieutenant general. He knows how to fire a semi-automatic weapon. He should know what it is.
Well, and the left of the media often insist that other policy debates be conducted with their preferred terms. You know, when we talk about right. abortion, there is all this insistence that facts, you know, be take center stage when it comes to the gun debate.
Well, language is semantic. Language is obviously very important to the right. debate. Specifically, it's I think to the left, because you know, you look at what we were talking about earlier. The Huffington Post refers to gun control activists as gun violence prevention activists. Gun violence prevention activists, like they've cornered the entire market on where this is. You're either a gun violence prevention activist or you're pro-gun violence.
Obviously.
That's, the opponents are only pro-gun violence. So that's amazing stuff. Meanwhile, other things happening at CNN. Jeff Zucker, the CNN's network chief, claimed that their town hall last week, quote, presented both sides, and that criticism of the event as a gun control event is, quote, silly. Silly. During the town hall, this is, I'm sorry, I can't credit this right, I'm not sure who it's from, but during the town hall, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas students and audience members accused the NRA spokeswoman Dana Lash of being complicit in murder and not caring about her own children. The crowd also booed the story of a pro-Second Amendment rape survivor and cheered loudly for a ban on all semi-automatic weapons. Zucker says, the criticism is silly. The fact is, we were there, we presented both sides. People who want to criticize are looking to just criticize before they even think about it. No, we watched. 722 on WMAL.
What do the King of Prussia Mall, Legoland, Keswick Theater, and the new Founding Farmers Restaurant all have in common? They're all part of the thrill of the Chill Winter Hotel Package in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Get amazing deals when you book a hotel room this winter at valleyforge.org/chill.
You know, selling your home, that's a big decision. I know you know that. And that's why you need an agent whose first priority is you. A professional with the experience who can get you top dollar for what is likely your greatest financial asset. I suggest you call my friend Frank Prindle. Frank's system for selling homes creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average local agent. Robert and Heidi of Purcellville, they purchased their new home before selling their existing property. So they were juggling both at the same time. And they were working with another agent. And their home sat unsold for months. Well, that's a headache. So they turned to Frank, who generated multiple showings and sold their property over their asking price. He came through. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Frank Prindle has been endorsed by Sean Hannity. He's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C., and I proudly recommend Frank as well. So call the only agent that you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD, 855-234-SOLD, or online at itrustfrank.com.
I'm David McNeil, founder and owner of WeatherTech.com, the world's leader in vehicle accessories, where we strive to continually exceed our customers' expectations. As a customer myself, I only work with companies with the same mission. AmericanEagle.com, our web design, development, and hosting company, has continually exceeded my expectations since the last century. That's how long WeatherTech has been a customer of AmericanEagle.com. We've grown our business tremendously over the last 17 years, and our website has been a key to our growth. What I like about AmericanEagle.com is that they're a family-run business and financially stable, so I don't have to worry about them disappearing on me, and they focus on my business goals and objectives. If you're in need of serious experience and expert website design, development, strategy, and hosting, contact AmericanEagle.com. They've done it for me at WeatherTech.com, and they'll do it for you.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1. AmericanEagle.com, 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
7:25. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, I'm getting the all clear for you on DC 295 from police at the scene of the earlier crash, 295 south of Pennsylvania Avenue, with lanes now open. But definitely the effect on the trip getting there on the Riverdale and out of Chevrolet on 50 and the BW Parkway heavier than normal. Road work causing delays. And this is for those of you leaving Clinton and heading in toward Brandywine, southbound Route 5. The road work set up between Moores Road and Brandywine Road takes away the left lane. It's the opposite flow of the rush hour, but it is causing delays there. Northbound as you head past the 301 split past Brandywine Road. You too, and it's a little bit stop and go. On the Virginia Beltway through Springfield to Annandale, a little bit of volume. Beyond that, though, still in good shape heading through Tyson's. 66 earlier crash eastbound in Manassas that had been cleared over to the shoulder. And on the 270 trip, still a little bit of volume left through Urbana and Hyattstown, then pretty solid Germantown down to the lane divide. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Gray sky winds today with rain in the forecast by tomorrow. Quite a few clouds around this morning, a light south breeze, and mild again this afternoon with some sunshine, 61. Rain will start rolling in as we head on through late tonight and during the day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's, 45 degrees in the nation's capital, 726 on WMAL.
And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
That's right. She's taking biology into her own hands. That's Babs. Barbara Streisand has cloned her dog. She cloned her dog. Not once, but twice. She cloned her beloved dog, Samantha. According to Variety magazine, she told them this week that she had her dog cloned. So before it died in 2017, she had cells taken from the dog's mouth and stomach when Samantha, and now she has two other dogs, Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet, and they're the same. They look exactly the same. And then meanwhile, she's also attacking Trump. This is why she needs all of these comfort dogs, because he's just driving her crazy. She says that the shooter, she thinks, in Parkland was affected by Trump, who brings out the violence in people. So she blames Trump for the shooter. All right, what else? Oh, that's because some people chanted lock her up at rallies. That's why the shooter had to happen, according to her. And also, she's so proud of all the children who are coming out and talking about, quote, sensible gun control, she said. That, to me, the children are our future, which is literally true. I think that's true. The children are our future. The children are going to make this happen. I believe that. Well, also with the support of Michael Bloomberg and all of his many gun control groups, which we found out in the last 24 hours as well. So thank you for that, Babs. Really appreciate you drawing our attention to
Absolutely.
It.
I think what we need in this society is more celebrities to weigh in on Donald Trump. We have not heard enough.
Please, really. Please bring us, send us your comments. 728 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's InspireSleep.com.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
All right, coming up, some more drama popping out of the White House. I'm already seeing the morning emails talking about the fights between Jared Kushner and John Kelly. I'll tell you a little bit about what Washington's wagging its tongue about this morning. And then also, Eric Holder saw the movie Black Panther. His reaction Not one you might expect from Eric Calder. We'll tell you about it at 7:30 here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. FBI experts are trying to identify the substance contained in a letter received at Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall in Arlington yesterday. 11 people reported feeling ill when that letter was opened. 3 went to the hospital, but initial field tests revealed nothing hazardous in that piece of mail. Students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, are returning to school today for the first time since a gunman killed 17 people at that school.
Right now, they just kind of want to all be together. The word that I heard most from students was apprehension. They're a little nervous about coming back, but they want to be there with all of their classmates. They want to try to return to normal, whatever that means. The principal said that today is about comfort, not curriculum.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher. The Reverend Billy Graham will lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol today in one of the nation's highest distinctions. Graham's body will arrive at the Capitol this morning. His family will attend a private ceremony with members of Congress. Then the public will be invited into the Capitol Rotunda from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Supreme Court today hears arguments over a Minnesota law that bars voters from wearing political clothing at polling places. Opponents say it's too broad, restricting everything from Donald Trump MAGA caps to Democratic Party t-shirts and union buttons. Other states have similar laws. Lawyers for actress Rose McGowan say a drug possession charge against her in Northern Virginia should be dropped, in part because she's been a victim of what they call the Harvey Weinstein machine. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,410, the NASDAQ at 73,30. Sports sponsored by Zelle. The Wizards beat Milwaukee. The Caps beat Ottawa. College basketball, American loses at the Patriot League tournament. Exhibition baseball, the Nats tie. The O's get their first win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Zelle is a new way to send money from your banking app to almost anyone. Zelle, this is how money moves. More at ZellePay.com. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep, and the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot these days about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. It's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people finding real connection on real dates. Instead of being controlled by some faceless algorithm, get a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and cares about your success. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. In fact, I'll connect you right now with a matchmaker. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Look, It's Just Lunch is totally professional, just like you, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Retirement is on your mind. You're thinking about it more than ever. Perhaps it's fast approaching. Maybe you've just retired. Either way, you know you're going to live a long time, and that means your money will have to last a long time, too. But have you told your money that? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. You might be ready for a long, happy retirement, but is your money designed to last as long as you do? You can find out for free. At Edelman Financial, for a limited time, you can get a free retirement review from our experienced financial planners. You'll see if you have enough money to last your entire retirement. To get your free retirement review, visit EdelmanFinancial.com/review. It's a special limited time offer, so act now. Visit EdelmanFinancial.com/review. Do it today. Be retirement confident. EdelmanFinancial.com/review.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, I want to start with a heads up for commuters coming out of Clinton and into Brandywine. It's road work causing delays. Opposite flow of the commute, so you're not used to hitting these volume stretches here. Southbound 5, it's set up between Moores Road and Brandywine Road. That road work takes away the left lane. Now, they're set up there during the rush hour, apparently because it's the opposite flow, and they are able to get that left lane blocked, but it is causing delays. Northbound side, your lane's open, but a little bit of volume pushing through there. Here we go, 210 northbound, Indian Head Highway, watching those volume delays just as you head through the signal lights, past Old Fort Road North, toward Palmer Road and Livingston Road, eventually getting up through to the Capitol Beltway. Now for DC 295 southbound, the crash of Pennsylvania Avenue cleared. Heavy, though, out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. Now, once you get past there, now a lot of commuters heading on to that inbound 11th Street Bridge to the freeway, so that's starting to pick up the delays through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky winds today with rain in the forecast by tomorrow. Quite a few clouds around this morning, a light south breeze, and mild again this afternoon with some sunshine, 61. Rain will start rolling in as we head on through late tonight and during the day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Vienna, 41 in Olney, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. Well, buenos dias. Wednesday morning here, Mornings on the Mall. Coming up, Tucker Carlson will be joining us at 8:05. And we're joined by Kathy McMorris-Rogers at 8:35 this morning. So plenty ahead of us. I'm Vince Colonnais with Sarah Westwood this morning, the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner, in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Let's talk about your favorite thing, the White House. Jared Kushner is at the center of a bunch of news today because we found out that on Friday he had his security clearance decreased. He lost access to his security clearance. It was downgraded because it was spending so much time in that sort of interim status while the background check continued to be conducted. And this is the product of a bunch of things. But one of them, as far as we know, is that, look, he's a guy with a very complicated financial history. He's very wealthy. His family is, and he is too. And as a result, he's got a lot of foreign contacts, things like that. So that all has to be configured into a background check. And he's been over time sharing more and more and more and more and more information to try and bolster up this background check process. But ever since the Rob Porter fiasco in the White House, Chief of Staff John Kelly has had to figure out a way to rein all of this in. And then you had the president on Friday asked in a bilateral by Gabby Morangelo from your Washington Examiner about whether or not Jared Kushner would continue to have his security clearance, the president saying he would defer to John Kelly's judgment on it and that he would make the right judgment on behalf of the country. Well, the president probably knew about this judgment at that point because this is Friday that this all went down. And Jared Kushner now does not have that security clearance anymore that he's been using as a top-level advisor to the President of the United States.
If John Kelly wanted to marginalize Jared Kushner and to sort of ease him out of the president's inner circle, he probably couldn't have invented a more convenient way than to downgrade his security clearance under public pressure. I mean, this was not coming from within, but this was coming externally in the wake of, like you mentioned, the Rob Porter scandal. Mm-hmm. So if this was Kelly's goal, even though it doesn't appear to be, but if it was his goal, he couldn't have found a better opportunity to do this.
Yeah, this is one of those things where I feel like this isn't just John Kelly playing. I don't really kind of ever see him playing politics. When he got in, right away, he fires Scaramucci. There's a bunch of things that happen pretty rapidly. People he thinks are doing him wrong, he clears out of the way. Otherwise, not. And I realize Jared Kushner, being the son-in-law, is like more of a sensitive subject. But, you know, John Kelly I think, allowed the events to seize control of him rather than the other way around when it came to Rob Porter, because so many things just happened that he needed to respond to. And now he's basically saying, okay, you know what? None of this nonsense with the interim security clearance process. If it drags on too long, they're out. They're done, because we just can't let this perpetuate. And that's what happened in Jared Kushner's case. Now, here is the scuttlebutt in Washington, D.C. And one of the chief scuttlebutters is a guy by the name of Mike Allen, who sends out an email each morning on behalf of his website, Axios. In it, this is what he's got so far this morning. There's an allegation that Don Jr. is particularly upset about the negative TV coverage that's been happening about Jared Kushner last night. Not unusual, of course. The TV coverage is overwhelmingly negative of the Trump administration, but that it was happening last night in Jared's direction because of this security clearance change. The belief by Don Jr. is that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is hanging Jared out to dry. That's according to a source familiar with the situation who spoke to Axios' Jonathan Swan. A White House official, Javanka, meaning Jared and Ivanka. Javanka and Kelly are locked in a death match. Two enter, only one survives. Now, the rumor mill out of the White House is often one to be discounted. What I'm not going to do is discount Jonathan Swan's reporting here, though, because there's enough evidence that in the past that he's been in on the gossip here. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is you've got these conflicting forces in the White House who will leak to one another. Now, I get the impression that John Kelly doesn't have a bunch of people who are leaking on his behalf. If he wants to say something, he will. But there is, on the other side of the coin, the people who are against him, this inclination that, okay, well, let's leak these things. But then there's also this. Swan pointing out this. Quote, over the past few weeks, I found fewer people internally willing to defend Jared. Politically, I've never seen him so exposed, he writes. So, you know, remember Jared Kushner's place in all of this. He and Ivanka know. You know, there's a lot of people on the right, people who were sort of the populist believers in Trump and his vision on borders and taxes and everything, not fans of Ivanka and Jared, because they believe that they're part of like the globalist elites. That's the allegation. People like Steve Bannon, not into them for that reason.
Right. Ivanka and Jared have usually been the most insulated and well-protected senior aides in the White House. John Kelly, you kind of alluded to it. He's been known to speak on background with reporters pretty frequently whenever he wants to push his line of questioning. Jared and Ivanka are usually pretty insulated, pretty protected. So to have Jonathan Swan reporting that nobody's willing to stick their necks out for them right now is telling.
It is interesting. So we'll keep tracking it. I'm sure we'll find out more in the coming hours. Also, Hope Hicks testifying before the House Intel Committee yesterday. Didn't say too much. Republicans thought she did a good job. Democrats want to issue subpoenas. I could have told you that ahead of time. 743 on WMAL.
Hear the Virginia Grand Military Band this Saturday night at 7:30 at the Schlesinger Concert Hall. Free parking. Tickets sold at the door. Saturday night in Alexandria. The Virginia Grand Military Band.
Have you tried to hire anybody lately? Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's annoying at times. You post a job board, you hope you'll find the right person for your job. But think about it. How often do you check job boards? For most people, it's pretty occasional. But there is a place where people go daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. That's LinkedIn. You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. Well, it's also a better way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who have posted to LinkedIn Jobs over the past year. And because LinkedIn considers all those particulars, skills, experiences, location, and a whole lot more to match and promote your job to potential candidates, businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. And that's important because I'm tired of crossing out resumes. I'm tired of seeing cover letters with somebody else's company written into them. Get quality candidates. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, including yours and mine. Don't settle for posting and hoping the right person is just going to find your role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for calling Make Sense Bank. Please hold. Okay, how may I help you?
I heard a rumor the bank may have been hacked. They're calling it a data breach. Is that true?
One moment. Ma'am, I'm being told I don't need to disclose that information.
Disclose? You'd know if a data breach happened, right?
Hold, please. Yeah, But again, banks are not required to disclose if and when a data breach occurs.
Look, I just want to know if my data's safe.
Please hold. As I said, we're not required to tell you about breaches.
You keep it secret?
Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can do for you?
I'd like to close my account.
Please hold.
Banks, just like everyone else, need mandatory requirements for disclosing data breaches, especially because a quarter of all data breaches occur at financial institutions. Learn more at nrf.com/disclosebreaches. Paid for by the National Retail Federation.
At MGM National Harbor, we've made free money a reality with cold hard cash. Have you gotten yours? Spring is coming, and our grand prize of $100,000 in cash will be awarded March 2nd. With 2 weeks left to enter, just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entry. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpiclaney Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we've had a little change in Metro Rail. Initially, it was just some delays because of a broken down train, and now they've suspended the service to deal with this. So Orange and Silver Line train service suspended between East Falls Church and Clarendon. So that's just the stretch that it's suspended in between at Ballston is where the train is broken down. So until they can get that taken care of, buses have been requested. Plan for the extra time, again, between East Falls Church and Clarendon on both the Orange and the Silver Line trains. Definitely want to be aware of that. Also, to get you in the know, out of Clinton and into Brandywine, it's road work and the opposite flow of the rush hour. So they are set up now southbound between Moores Road and Brandywine Road in the left lane with big delays there. Northbound, a little bit of volume to get you past. Wilson Bridge back up. Let's get you around the Beltway back near Route 5 and Virginia, Springfield over toward Annandale. Still pretty decent trip for everyone across the American Legion Bridge there. Near the U.S. Capitol, closures in place for the late Reverend Billy Graham in Northeast at 1st Street, right near the Capitol, closed between Constitution Avenue and Independence Avenues, and also East Capitol Street closed between 1st and 2nd Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky winds today with rain in the forecast by tomorrow. Quite a few clouds around this morning, a light south breeze, and mild again this afternoon with some sunshine, 61. Rain will start rolling in as we head on through late tonight and during the day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 46 degrees in the nation's capital, 747 on WMAL. Let's talk about that movie Black Panther. It's doing really well. Marvel has yet another superhero movie of which to be proud. And a lot of people have gone to see it. So many people have gone to see it, in fact, that even former Attorney General Eric Holder has gone to see it. You know what? Gone to see it. What's interesting is that this movie kind of has a weird sort of spot in our culture right now. It's being celebrated as like kind of like a Black Power movie by some of the social justice side of the equation. But then everyone else is just like, oh, it's a cool superhero movie. But just like everything else, we can't have anything nice. So politics always has to be injected, and that's what's happening here. Eric Holder was in a conversation with Jonathan Capehart at the Washington Post during a podcast, and he admitted that he went to the film. But listen to what happened when he actually went to the movie.
Are you more T'Challa or Killmonger?
What?
don't even try. You know you've seen Black Panther.
What?
Oh, well, okay. I just saw it two nights ago. and it seemed like a great movie, but I have to tell you, I had just come back from a long trip and I fell asleep in the movie.
What?
So I'm going back. I mean, the parts that I saw, I really liked.
What? He's going back?
And there were...
You're not answering my question.
I want to give you a truthful answer, so we're going to have to come back after I've had a chance to really kind of, you know, check it totally out.
He fell asleep, man.
Man.
Of course he's not answering your question. He doesn't even know what happened in the movie. He fell asleep during it.
He wasn't woke enough?
No, he wasn't.
Get it.
Good point.
Yeah.
See, that's why you're here, Sarah. he was not woke enough. So Eric Holder fell asleep. You know where else he fell asleep when it came to Black Panthers? Back in 2008 when the new Black Panthers were standing outside the Philadelphia polling place. Yeah, he was not into that either. He slept through a lot of these things. 7:50 on WMAL.
Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing. And for quite a while now, you've heard me talk about the core principles that Valor Roofing is built upon. Honor, respect, and trust. As Valor has become one of the most hired and referred roofers in our region, we continue to receive praise from our customers. 9 out of 10 surveyed gives us 5 stars. On behalf of our entire company, I want to say thank you for trusting Valor to install over 1,200 projects last year. For those of you still in need of a new roof, there's no better time to call. Now through the end of February, when you hire Valor to replace your roof, I'll give the shingles on the backside of your home completely free when you buy them for the front. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to HD architectural shingles. Help me help our veterans in need through Valor's Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign, which is dedicated to replacing the roof of a local disabled combat vet each quarter. $1 for every bundle of shingles we install goes back to our veterans. Learn more about how we help America's heroes at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
It's the call you make to take control of your health.
Good morning, Princeton Longevity Center.
When you call Princeton Longevity Center, the region's leading center for preventive medicine, preventing cancers and avoiding heart attacks before they strike. Princeton Longevity Center not only helps you prevent life-threatening illnesses, they can help you reduce the anxiety that comes from just not knowing enough about your health.
The very in-depth physical.
When you call, a coordinator will tell you about PLC's one-day comprehensive exam.
We do have even your blood test back the same day.
At Princeton Longevity, you'll get the time and attention you need and the latest technology for taking control of your health.
But we can also do virtual colonoscopy with our scanner.
Now with offices in Fairfax, Virginia, staying well is even easier. Call today and ask about how to use your Flex or Health Savings account. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com.
And we do it all in one day.
888-8000-PLC.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Well, it's 7:53. Time to check in on how your money's doing with Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hey there, Vince. Good morning. Well, on the last trading day of the month, futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is coming off of a 300-point drop yesterday on fears of interest rates going up faster than forecast. Dick's Sporting Goods will stop selling assault rifles immediately. The New York Times says it will not sell any gun to anyone under 21, even if a local law allows teens to buy. Walmart ended assault rifle sales a few years ago. You may be back to paying $3 a gallon for gasoline, depending on where you live this summer. The Oil Price Information Service says this summer's driving season is likely to be the most expensive since 2014. Even sooner, prices almost always climb in March as refiners do maintenance work. And McDonald's Happy Meals will have Disney toys in them again. It's been more than 10 years. Disney pulled its partnership until McDonald's made the meals more healthy. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved technology right here in Washington, D.C. Call 888-957-7463, 888-95-SPINE, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SonosPineSurgery.com. SonosPineSurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this update now sponsored by Page Publishing. Here we go. George Washington Parkway, south of 123 now. Looks like we have to stop and go past the overlooks down towards both Key, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. So pretty normal commute there. Now on the Baltimore Washington Parkway, delays in Jessup, again in Laurel. A heads up in Laurel, not just the volume delays, but we do have a crash on Laurel Bowie Road 197 prior to getting to the BW Parkway. So definitely seeing those delays stacking up. DC 295 South Pennsylvania Avenue, that crash cleared. One now reported in the backup. So we're still under pressure here on 295. And for Metro Rail, Orange and Silver Line trains suspended between East Falls Church and Clarendon due to a broken down train to Ballston. So in that stretch, they're trying to get that train cleared. Buses have been requested. So Orange and Silver Line trains, commuters expect delays. Have you written a book? Learn how to get it published, potentially sold online and at bookstores. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit, 800-470-4833. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry day today, wet weather arriving by late tonight, more likely as we go through Thursday. Quite a few clouds around today, some limited sunshine mainly in the afternoon. 61, average high this time of year, 51. Tonight, 48, slight chance of showers. Tomorrow, first day of March, meteorological spring. Light rain in the morning, showers in the afternoon, 53. Evening rain tomorrow night, and then partly cloudy, windy. On Friday with highs in the upper 40s, I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Meet Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services.
I take as much ownership as I can in all areas of my life, and I think that translates to our finances too, and to our clients and those listening to the show. Be accountable. Take extreme ownership when it comes to your retirement, your finances. Meet with a financial professional. Review your statements and investments often, and be proactive.
Find out more about Abish Financial Services Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL and at retirementkeyradio.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep, and the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
When you do the math, Comcast Business has an offer that really adds up. For a limited time, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new low price. So you can download large files faster, power more employees on more devices, and get way more bandwidth for your business. All for only $99.95 per month. That equals our best internet offer ever. Power your business on America's largest gig speed network and save today. You can double your speed and get 150 megabit internet for the price of 75 megabits. That's only $99.95 per month. It's a deal designed to fit your business and your budget, but it won't be around for long. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit business.comcast.com/best internet offer ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/23/18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires 2-year contract. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds may vary. Call for details.
Oh, no.
there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Tucker Carlson will be joining us in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Tucker about news of the day, but also he's got a special feature that he's airing this month, a look into men and our American culture. How many times have you heard somebody look into that? Not often. Tucker's going to take on the task. Also, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers will be joining us here a little bit after the bottom of the hour. It's all ahead on high-speed Mornings on the Mall coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. One of the nation's largest outdoor gear retailers says it is immediately ending sales of assault-style rifles in its stores. Dick's Sporting Goods is also no longer going to sell high-capacity magazines, and it will not sell any type of gun to anyone under 21. Reaction this morning from Fred Gutenberg, who lost his daughter in the Florida high school shootings.
I will be going to Dick's Sporting Goods today to buy something because you know what? I am so proud of them and so happy that they are taking a voluntary step to make our kids safer, to make all of us safer in any public facility. And I couldn't be happier. Thank you. And congratulations. What a step.
Meanwhile, students at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School are back in class today for the first time since the shootings 2 weeks ago. President Trump meets today with a bipartisan group of congressional lawmakers. One agenda item, among others, potential new gun control measures. The president has supported stronger background checks and raising the age to buy some rifles from 18 to 21. Initial field tests showed nothing hazardous in the letter that was mailed to Joint Base Meyer and Henderson Hall in Arlington yesterday, and which made nearly a dozen people sick when it was opened.
The indications are, we are told from this law enforcement official, it was a letter that appeared to be addressed to the base commander, at points was illegible, was ranting, not clear if the sender had a relationship with the base commander or it was just some, you know, perhaps disturbed, unhappy individual.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. An historic event is happening today inside the Capitol Rotunda as the Reverend Billy Graham lies in honor.
The lines are expected to start forming early this morning, but the doors to the U.S. Capitol won't open until 1 this afternoon for the public.
The lines are queuing outside, so we ask that everybody, you know, be prepared for whatever weather is forecasted.
That's Eva Malecki with U.S. Capitol Police. She says people will be checked at the door for Reverend Graham's public viewing.
Be screened through the visitor center, and then they will be directed through the Capitol building to the rotunda.
Of course, no weapons are allowed, and no photos or recordings can be taken while in the rotunda. The public viewing runs until 8 o'clock tonight. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Should your kids need a note from a doctor in order to bring sunscreen to school? Maryland State Senator Ronald Young is behind legislation now to make sure they don't.
There are some school districts that require a doctor certificate to bring sunscreen to school. And we wanted to eliminate that and allow kids to bring it. There's a serious melanoma problem, as a matter of fact.
Young found that sunscreen was banned in some schools in Maryland out of worry that kids were using sunscreen bottles to smuggle in alcohol. Well, over the years, we've seen the Redskins, the Senators, the Nationals, and D.C. United play there. Now RFK Stadium will be hosting something new.
It'll be South Africa versus Wales this June at RFK in rugby.
Washington, D.C. happens to be the number one metropolitan area for the growth of women's rugby and number two for overall adult participation.
Eric Moses at Events D.C. says it'll be a chance for rugby to expand its audience. And it's happening at a special place.
The countless memories that people who have grown up here have, I think, are frankly immeasurable.
Nobody calls RFK home anymore, but they're still trying to figure out what's next for the site.
Until such time as we're ready to replace the stadium, we're going to keep it up and running, continue to program it for things that bring people to our city.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,410, the NASDAQ at 73,30. Sports, the Caps bounce back from that embarrassing loss in Columbus with a win over Ottawa. The Wizards beat Milwaukee. Milwaukee. College basketball, a tournament loss for AU. Exhibition baseball, the Nats tie, the O's win. WMAL News Time 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon.
Okay, let's play that game.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
This is fun stuff.
Details at WMAL.com.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical company.